This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. To our continued coverage of the 2023 NACUSO Network here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And look who we have here in the studio lounge. Some familiar faces for sure. Mr. Doug Leaton over there. Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Mike. It's great to be back.
Good. I'm glad you're back. I think a lot of people are glad you're back. Pretty much everybody in this room probably... Well, it's true, sir. Share with us... hang on a second before I ask you your question. Mr. Rob Cates.
Yes, sir.
From Trotway Ventures as well. So, welcome, Rob.
Thank you so much. Appreciate
you
it.
You are welcome. How are the show? Before I get into your topic, I'm asking everybody how the conference is going. Doug, how's the conference going?
This is a great conference. You know, it has evolved a lot over the years.
Yes, it has. You know, it's gotten bigger.
10 years ago, it was focused on what I would call more traditional CUSO types of activities.
Yeah, yeah.
And now, yes, not only has it gotten much bigger, you know, this exhibit hall that we're sitting in is much larger than it has been in the past, but it's all focused on fintechs. And, you know, it's such a great venue now for fintechs to further collaborate and for credit unions to learn about how they can partner with fintechs.
Indeed, indeed. Rob, what are some of your takeaways or highlights from the show?
Yeah, no, I've been loving it. This is my first time at NACUSO.
Wow. First time attendee. All right.
First time attendee. And I didn't know exactly what to expect, but it's been great. Number of companies we get to talk to is unbelievable. Yeah. It's really good, good conference.
There's a lot here that are displaying here. They have their, but there's even probably more that aren't, that are just kind of here networking.
Right.
So it's a good crowd for sure. I heard there's a lot of smaller credit unions attending this year for the first time too, which is great news.
Yeah,
so
and
really they've had
good.
A number of sessions focusing on the smaller credit unions and how they work together. So that's good stuff. All right, Doug, let's get to you and what you've been doing since you left Visa. Was that a year ago already? A year and a half?
June of 2021.
Oh my gosh, it's 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Wow, how time flies.
Yeah. So when I left Visa, I wanted to do a variety of different things that help credit unions be more successful, help them compete better against larger players, neobanks, that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I've done fintech advisory work. So I've been working with a number of fintechs, helping them understand the credit union landscape, making those connections.
Yes, yeah.
I've done some work with Filene. I wrote a paper with our good friend Dr. Sekou Burmese
on
hybrid work and strategies for effective hybrid work policies and the role of the middle manager in hybrid. That's going to be published here pretty soon.
Oh,
like
cool.
Within a few weeks.
We'll just have you and Sekou on the show when that comes out.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I'd love to chat about that. I've been doing some other things around diversity, equity, and inclusion activities, but most recently is I joined the board of a newly created CUSO called Trotway Ventures, which will be investing in fintechs and partnering with fintechs. Again, all that mission to help credit unions be more successful and compete better.
All right, all right. So that tees you up, Rod.
Yes.
Trotway Ventures.
Yeah.
Share with us, give us a quick summary on what Trotway Ventures does, and then we'll dive into some other details here.
Sure, yeah. So we started up in January, and we are looking at investing in organizations that we think will really help either our membership or the credit union industry as a whole. So that's really kind of from a strategic standpoint, want to be part of some of these organizations and help bring them into the credit union space.
Okay, okay. And so what do you hope to take away from the CUSO here?
We've been talking to a lot of different fintechs that are both, I think, great fits for our organization and that are looking for funding. And so definitely starting to have some conversations around how do we help invest, how do we help guide and help them learn the credit union space.
Good deal. And so how are you guys working together? So obviously you're part of Trotway, right? So
I'm on the board of Trotway Ventures.
Right.
And so I've been helping to bring some fintechs in for evaluations to see if they could serve as a partner to Trotway and their product or service could serve the membership, as well as to look at potential investment.
Okay. Very nice. There's a lot of opportunity out there.
There's a lot of opportunity out there.
There is. And that's what makes this credit union space so great, because of that collaboration and the desire for the credit unions to invest and to partner with all these different fintechs and help them, the fintechs, guide them on their path.
Exactly.
And to be active participants in the product development, you know, and by providing the capital to expand those products. Mm-hmm. And it's just, again, it's just the credit union ecosystem really is a wonderful place to foster that mm-hmm. type of innovation mm-hmm. and that type of partnership.
What are you guys hearing out there as far as what credit unions are investing in or what they're looking for? Because fintech is such a broad term these days that you can go in 1,000 different directions, literally, because I was just at Fintech Meetup last week,
yes.
and you literally went 1,000 different directions. Yeah. So what are they looking? What are you seeing out there, Rob, that credit unions are looking for?
I mean, from my standpoint, it's organizations that understand they're not... They didn't form just to make money. They formed because they had a passion behind helping people.
Yeah, yeah.
And that really fits well in the credit union space. There's a lot of really good keys or fintechs out there that are looking at doing education, financial education. They're looking at doing debt reduction. Mm-hmm. They're looking at doing ease of use and making it easier for members to use the services at credit mm-hmm. unions. Mm-hmm. I've been a huge advocate of fintechs for a very long time, back when people were scared of them and thought were going to take our business.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, we have the business they want. We have the members. That's mm-hmm. what they need. Let's partner with them. And we know that we don't have the wallets of a large bank to go out and do this innovation. So partnering with the people that can make it easier for our members mm-hmm. to do business with us really, I think, is
okay.
the key.
Okay. So, Doug, what are you seeing out there as well?
A lot of different areas. Underwriting, several fintechs that are helping to expand kind of that field of membership by bringing new underwriting capabilities that might be able to enable lending to a member that traditional underwriting may not have mm-hmm. been able to mm-hmm. clear. A lot of stuff around payments, creating excitement in the payment payment moments, or creating new avenues for payments. That's just a lot. Home refinance.
Oh yeah,
a bunch absolutely. Of things around, and that's what's refinancing existing mortgages, but additions, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. And using the equity in your home to finance those, and then actually getting a loan that's based on the valuation post the remodel, mm-hmm, you know, putting a new kitchen mm-hmm, in and being able to value the home at what it's going to be worth, not what it is worth today. You know, those sorts of capabilities.
There's a couple of companies out there that are doing that exact thing that you're
right,
talking about.
Right, yeah. And so, again, it's super exciting, and it's ways for credit unions to get out there and compete better.
Right, right.
And to serve their members better.
Whenever I talk to credit unions, I'm always kind of wondering, and sometimes I ask it, how do you get your members excited about banking with you? And it sounds like a lot of these fintechs can answer that question for them, right?
Absolutely.
They can provide the tools that will get a member, not that, you know, banking is exciting, but you know, how do you make it easy? How do you make it seamless? How do you make all the buzzwords that we're talking about? How do you...
All of that, and there's several really good ones out there as well that are really helping with member activation. So how do you get them in the moment of a payment? How do you get them when they are out shopping to know that their credit union is there for them, has a good product for them? And so there's some really good fintechs that are starting to really come up in that space that really help us engage our members much better.
And when we come back here next year, it's going to be totally different, you know? There'll be new QSOs, new companies, new prospects, that type of stuff. It's going to be, it moves that fast.
And
you know,
hopefully
that well.
With Chartway Ventures,
we'll
be helping some of those newer ones, as well as some of the players that are new today, be more established next year
for
the support of the investment and the collaboration around helping them create a better product.
Right on. And where can we find out more information on Chartway Ventures? Is it chartwayventures.com or?
If you go to chartway.com, credit union's website, we have information on there for the venture fund as well.
Right on. Yes. And Doug, I have to mention Tahoma Advisors, right? So.
Yes.
Where can we find out more information on you and Tahoma Advisors?
You can go to www.tahoma-advisors.com.
Okay, we will put both those links in the show notes so people can get right to them and check it out and give you guys a shout if they have any questions. So,
it's great.
Anything else to add, gents?
No, it's been wonderful.
It's been great.
Well done. Always fun, always an education, so we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
Have fun with the rest of the show, guys.
Appreciate it.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.